University with Ellie Walden, W-A-L-D-E-N, Carolina. This is the oral history program. The time of day, 3 o'clock on August 4th, 1975. What was your job like? What did you do?
Made all the bills for the freight, incoming freight.
Were you in the freight office then?
In the freight office. Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about your history and your employment. Did you always work in the freight office?
Yes, I worked in one office the whole time that I worked.
Which was?
Later, after being bill clerk, I don't remember just exactly how many years it was. I was a system accountant. And after that, I was secretary to the chief clerk. And that was the job that I continued in until I retired.
In 1960?
In 1960.
Okay, tell me a little bit about your job that you did down there. What was it like?
Well, I really enjoyed every minute of my working years, and I really love to work, and I love my work, and I think to really get the most out of anything, you have to really love it, and I really did.
Did most of the railroad people like their work?
I think so. They say it gets in your blood. I'm not sure about that, but I'll tell you a little bit of my background. My father was with the Southern Railway in Atlanta, Georgia, and he was master mechanic. I have to go in there and look on that tray in the dining room, that silver tray, that silver service was presented to him exactly 100 years ago. And it's the East Tennessee, Virginia, and Georgia Railway. But right later, it became the Southern Railway. And that was presented to him, in, as I said, in 1875, so it is 100 years old this year. And my father's health failed, and they sent him to Greenville. When they built the first Southern Railway roundhouse in Greenville. They called it the roundhouse. It was really round. And they ran the engines in there to be worked on and repaired. And as I said, his health had failed, and they gave him this place. It was not the same as master mechanic, but he was general foreman of the Southern Railway at the shops. And it was the first shop. He came here when the shops were built new in Greenville. It was sort of a terminal, railroad terminal. And he was the first general foreman in the Southern Railway shops here in Greenville from Atlanta. He came here from Atlanta. And then my older sister worked in his office until she married, worked in my father's office. And then, as I said, my father's health failed, and he had intended for every one of us to have a college education. But after his health failed, he was not able to do that. And so he said, well, he wanted to give them a trade. And they both went to Salisbury or Spencer. I'm not sure whether it was Salisbury or Spencer, North Carolina. And went in as apprentices at the machinist trade. And my older brother, no, my older brother was general foreman for the Central of Georgia Railroad in Albany, Georgia. And they wanted him to go somewhere else as a master mechanic, but he turned it down because he wanted to stay in one place on account of his children. He wanted his children to grow up and with their friends, so he never did change positions. But my brother Fred, that he would change every time, and so he was master mechanic for the Southern Railway in Birmingham, Alabama, and later in Ludlow, Kentucky, which is right near Cincinnati, Ohio. I think it's the end of the Southern Railroad in that. I think it's the end of that terminal of the railroad. I'm not absolutely sure about that, but I think it is. So I said that's the reason we were all kind of following my father's footsteps, I guess you might say.
Well, you surely did. Tell me a little bit about this bill clerk position. What did you do as a bill clerk?
Well, you make all the bills for all the freight. You know, it's comes in consigned to different consignees and consignees, as some people say, but and we made the bills for all the freight that would come in. That was, of course, delivered to the cashier, and the cashier collected the bills. And then later, as I said, I was assistant accountant, and this man that was accountant, of course, I was just really assisted him because I never have considered myself an accountant at all, because I really, when I went to business school after my 2 years in college, I just took a secretary's course, at least, shorthand and typing. And then after I was on the assistant accountant's job, I kept this position until I retired in 1960.
Did the freight rates go up a lot over the years?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Every time we'd get a raise, the freight rates would go up, you know. Automatically, like it does today.
Yes. Did you have any complaints from any of the customers about the freight rate?
Well, I probably wouldn't know very much about that. The cashier, would know more about that than I would. And of course, when we first started making the bills, they were made quite differently. They were, I think, about 4 or 5 copies. But they were just made on a regular billing machine. But before I left the office, I had to learn to use an IBM machine, and we made them on an IBM machine. And you had to go in and sell. Every few days you'd have to change your carbon. You had 5 or 6 copies, but you could make a whole long roll of bills. Just keep, it was, mechanical, of course, and you had to learn how to use that, but the IBM man came in our office and taught us how. There were several, more than one bill clerks. And towards the last of my work, when they started getting raises, they'd always cut somebody off too, and they would distribute that work among several different people. And so I had to bill some each morning and some each afternoon. And I asked the agent of the Southern Railway, I said, well, now listen, if I'm going to have to do that, I would like for you to give me a time that I'll have to do it, so I will know how much time to spend on my own job. And he said, well, go over there at 10 o'clock in the morning and stay till 12, and then stay till 2 in the afternoon. So that's what I, even though I was secretary to the chief clerk, I had to do this other job too in the last few years that I worked. And But as I said, I really enjoyed every minute of it, and I enjoyed the association with the people that I worked with. I liked them all and got along with them all real well. I was real happy in my work.
When you first went to work in 1918, did they have a lot of the machines that, or did they come after office machines? Did they come afterwards?
They came afterwards.
Did you have copy machines and this
sort of
thing?
Yes, just a few years before I left, and our agent said, "Now, Miss Ellie, I want you to go in, and the man is here to teach us how to use these machines, and I want you to go in and take your instruction from him, and then you can tell the others in the office how to use it." So that's what I did. Learned to, of course, it's not very much trouble to use a copying machine, but anyway, somebody had to learn about it.
Yeah. When you first went to work, though, if you wanted more than one copy, did you have to write the bill out more than once?
No. I wish I could remember. We had a colored man, sort of a janitor, and he worked down in our record room. We had a room we called records. We had to keep records. Oh, I don't know how far back. And they were kept up alphabetically, you know. And they were bound in books. Well, this colored man did all this binding. And he also had a machine that he made. It was sort of like a printing press thing. I don't really know very much about that because I just know he operated it. But he had to make copies of certain things on that machine. It was done with indelible ink. And it was a thin yellow tissue that they did it on. Now, I don't know exactly whether that was the cashier's records or what, but you know, all the freight offices, they had traveling auditors out of the main office. It used to be out of Washington, D.C., but later it was moved to Atlanta, Georgia. And they would come and check so often, you know, see if the cashier's books were in order and everything, you know, like they should be, you know. And so I guess that's one reason they kept copies of some of these things. Of course, the records were, I really don't know. I remember that they had so many records to be kept up. And in addition to being secretary of the chief clerk, I did sort of general office work.
I did certain companies that shipped a lot with you, did they have their own record book that you'd enter and so forth in?
No, we just kept copies of the freight bills. See, that's why they were bound up in these books, and this is that colored man that did this, mm-hmm. And he was a real smart. But black person.
Did they, then eventually they went to filing cabinets?
I did the filing in the office. I did that as part of my general office work. Mm-hmm. I did the filing too.
They had filing cabinets in those early days apart from these bound record books?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Kept the correspondence in. And I also made out the, payroll. We had at that time, you see, freight, in the freight office, I guess, of about 16 black men working in the warehouse where the freight was, the cars were delivered to the freight warehouse. And I had to make the payroll. We made it twice a month. But before I left there, as I said, when I first went to work, there were about 16, but they were using these forklift machines, and they had two black men in the warehouse where they used to have about 16. So towards the last, the payroll was not a great deal of trouble to make out, but it used to be take quite some time.
But did you do the payroll for the office group where you worked?
Yes.
How many people worked in the office with you?
Trying to think now. about 8 or 10. About 10 people, I guess.
It was a good size office.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the office located?
It was on River Street. It's since been torn down.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a landmark because it was quite old. And of course, it's no longer in operation. I think all the freight is delivered at the old Southern Railway depot.
Today. Mm-hmm. When they moved from steam to diesel engines, did the freight move faster?
Well, I imagine, yes, I'm sure it did.
You don't really know?
I really don't know too much about that, but I think it did. Because our office was about a mile or more from the yard office. They called it the yard office. It was down where the Southern Railway passenger station is located. And now the freight is also, well, some of it's delivered there. Most of it's delivered to the industries, you know, in Greenville, to their own sidings. They have private sidings. And they have this containerized freight now. That's, you know, they can just take it off of a flat car and put it onto I'm not sure enough about that, but I think they put it on a
truck bed
and move it to different people that their customers.
I guess they did that. That's very interesting. Did you come in contact with any of the other employees besides the freight people?
Not very often, very seldom. I knew so few. I knew the ones down in the yard office, most of them. I knew them, but a lot of the men that ran on the railroad, you know, that were engineers and all like that, I knew some of them, but a lot of them I didn't know because I didn't come in contact with them.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the names of some of the people that you worked with? Like, who was the auditor?
Well, the agent of the Southern Railway is the one that was at the Southern, at the freight office.
Uh-huh.
And I first went to work for Mr. Gillespie, who has since passed away. And following Mr. Gillespie was Mr. Frank Hammond, and he went from here to Birmingham, Alabama, and he has since passed away. I worked for Mr. Rawls. He has passed away. And Mr. Newsom, I think Mr. Newsom is the present agent.
Mm-hmm.
He was real young when he came with the Southern Railway.
They didn't change freight agents very often then?
No, it's generally they stay as long as they lived. There's three of them. But, well, one of them did leave to go to Charleston. It was really a promotion. It was a larger place.
Mm-hmm. The freight men, they didn't move around much?
No, not very much. Well, the ones in the office did because, you know, we had a seniority system. For instance, if your job was cut off, you had the privilege of rolling a younger employee if you were capable of holding, or qualified to hold the position that he had. You could roll that person. And they still have that, I think.
That's an interesting term, rolling. Some of the railroads have other terms they use. Does this term rolling apply to out on the main line and like that too?
Everywhere.
That's interesting. Huh. In the freight office, you had you say at one time you had 16 black men that worked. Now, did they have a supervisor or was one of them?
Yes, it was a warehouse foreman. He was had charge of the warehouse, and the agent had charge over all of it, really, over all the clerks, and the warehouse, too, over the warehouse agent, you know, over everyone. Of course, course, the main positions in the office would be the chief clerk, the rate clerk, the cotton clerk, and the warehouse clerk. And then there were call clerks and bill clerks, cashier, of course, is one of the main positions too. And then, of course, they had a janitor.
Well, did the they had a cotton clerk?
Oh yes.
Did they handle what, all of the freight?
Oh, they handled nothing but cotton from the cotton warehouses, Greenville. See, Greenville is the textile center of the South, and so there's quite a lot of cotton shipped in and out of Greenville. There are a lot of cotton warehouses in Greenville.
That's interesting. They'd have just a clerk for that. Do they still have that position today?
Well, I'm not sure, I used to go to the office after I retired, as long as it was uptown. The freight office was almost up at, near the center of town, you know. Mm-hmm. And every time I'd go uptown, which I don't do very much anymore on account of these shopping centers, mm-hmm. I would go to the freight office. But since they moved down to the old passenger station, they moved the freight office down there. I just don't go down there anymore.
It's out of your way. Well, at the time you retired, did they still retain the cotton clerk?
Yes, when I retired, they still had a cotton clerk.
Did you have any interesting experiences with any of the employees?
No, I don't guess so, particularly.
Always have to ask that question.
I can't tell about all of them. I don't mean that there's anything wrong, but I went with one of the chief clerks for a long, long time. He died. He was promoted to assistant agent over in Spartanburg. He died while he was up there.
Well, I can't think of anything else right at this point to ask you about your experiences. What time did you go to work in the morning?
8 o'clock and worked till 5, mm-hmm. with an hour for lunch. And when I first started to work, we just got off every other Saturday. And that was the reason there were about 4 bill clerks. Mm-hmm. And 2 would get off one Saturday and 2 the next. But, you know, we're members of a union, Brotherhood of Railway and Steamship Clerks, and I think it's Airline Clerks now. I'm not sure. They're all in the same union anyway. And they started getting more things for us. Like, finally we got every Saturday. First we finally got every Saturday off. At the last, I was getting every Saturday off, but I didn't when I first started to work. And when I first started to work, I didn't even get any vacation. If I took, I'd just take a vacation and lose that week's pay. But now, I think they have about 5 weeks vacation, depending on the number of years that you've been with them. If you've been there with them long enough, you get about 5 weeks during the year. But when I retired, we were getting 2 weeks vacation with pay.
What kind of salaries did they pay when you first started?
Well, when I first started to work, now this seems funny now with the present salaries, but everybody just thought I was getting a fabulous salary, and I went there for $75 a month. That was a fabulous salary. left, I was getting about $100 a week, take home pay.
That's quite a bit of improvement.
And now I guess they're getting almost double that. I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but they're getting a lot more than I got when I retired in 1960. But everything, living expenses were so much more reasonable then that really you had just about as much as you have now with making more money.
That's true.
Things were not so high.
Do you ever have any problems with any of the auditors that came through?
Did I ever have any what?
Problems with the auditors.
No, I didn't personally. The cashier may have had a few, but they would be the main ones because they would check those books.
You were kind of in a good position. You didn't have to take any of that stuff, did you?
As I said, the longer I worked, the more work I had to do. In the last few years of my life, you were under so much pressure because they kept adding to your work to your job. You know, when they'd cut somebody off, it distributes that work throughout the office, and you just have just a little bit more to do than you had been doing.
Well, listen, why don't I terminate this here? Continue here. Talk about these clerks a little bit. Tell me about the warehouse clerk. What did he do?
Well, the warehouse clerk had charge of all the black employees that loaded and unloaded freight. And they kept their own little time book and would hand it over to me. The warehouse kept the all the black employees were the ones that unloaded freight.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded freight.
Each employee had a time book?
No.
Just the warehouse clerk?
Just the warehouse clerk.
And you mentioned the car clerk. What did the car clerk do?
The car clerk kept a record of all the cars that came into Greenville, and the numbers, and as I said, I don't know too much about it because I never worked that job myself, but they would know where to place them for the different industries, you know. They would be switched out to their appliance by the yard men, the yard engineers would switch them to the plant. Of course, he would give the instruction where to place different cars.
Right.
And then different industries would call in and say they wanted a car placed at their plant to be loaded. And he would see that that was done. And how to keep a record of all that, of course.
Did he have anything to do with the making up of the trains?
No, I don't think so.
Just the moving of the cars
at the yard
around.
Yeah. Office,
okay.
I think.
Just the moving of the cars to the industry. Then you had a rate clerk. What did he do?
For instance, someone would say they wanted to make a shipment and according to what the shipment consisted of, or they would have a rate book, you know, to look in to see how much the rates on a certain commodity might be, and then they'd know how many pounds they were shipping and figure the rate in that way. And we had an excellent rate clerk. He was really good. And he would put the rates on all outgoing freight.
We talked about the cotton clerk and his position.
And he was a rate clerk for cotton, but cotton is very complicated. But you don't realize it, but a cotton clerk has to know an awful lot on the kind of transit cotton. It seems, I don't know enough about that to talk to you about it. But it can be, it's transit cotton, and it can come to one concern, and they can ship it on to somebody else or something like that. And you have to know those rates are altogether different from the other rates.
Is there anyone?
I don't know too much about it because I never worked on that job in my life. I didn't know a thing about it, only just a little bit that I observed.
And then the cashier just took care of
all the incoming and outgoing freight, you know.
The cashier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The incoming freight. I said the outgoing, but I think it's the incoming freight. Those bills were made by the bill clerks and handed over to the cashier. The cashier collected them.
Now, what about, we didn't mention earlier, what about the claim clerk, though, the railroad freight?
Well, that's for damaged freight. Any freight that was damaged, people could put in a claim. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they were paid so much per pound for the damage that was done to the freight.
Was that a difficult position to hold?
Well, I was one of the rather important positions.
Are there any of these?
Well, I tell you, I forgot when we were talking about the warehouse foreman. They had check clerks that checked the freight in and out of the cars. Now, those jobs were not considered so important. Neither was a bill clerk considered too important. But you had to be able to type well and do things like that, and fast, too, because they wanted you to work fast. But the more important jobs, I would say, would be the rate clerk and the cotton clerk and the cashier and the accountant and the assistant accountant, the chief clerk, and maybe the secretary of the chief clerk might be considered a little bit better, you know, a little bit better job than the bill clerks.
What was the job?
Or the check clerks that checked freight in and out of the cars.
What was the job of the secretary to the chief clerk?
Well, you just had to take all dictation and write the letters.
Just regular secretary.
And I wrote the letters from the chief clerk and the agent too. Took dictation from both of them, but the agent didn't write so many letters because the chief clerk got most of that work. Occasionally, the agent would give you a letter, but not very often.
Were most of these positions held by men?
No, we had, yes, most of them were. All the rate clerks, and the ones that I mentioned that were most important. We had lady bill clerks and the clerk, secretary to the chief clerk, and that was all the women, I think. We've had about four or five women down there at one time, though, on the bill clerk jobs, the other job, too.
Can you think of anything else?
I don't believe I can.
You just worked the one shift? Did any of these clerks work around the clock?
No. They all worked 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Even in 1918 when you first went to work?
I will take that back because we really during the war and times like that, we worked a lot of overtime. Of course, you got time and a half overtime. And we had to do a lot of that during, you know, rush periods. Like, as I said, during both of the wars, I was there during World War I and II both.
Mm-hmm.
And we really had to work because so many of World War I especially, there's so many boys had gone into service, and the ones that were left really had to work. And then, too, there was so much freight. It was wall material, I guess, a lot of it.
Did they employ a special clerk for the war material?
No.
Did they employ extra materials, extra clerks during the war?
I think perhaps they did have more than usual because the work was very heavy. Mm-hmm. And of course, our work was very heavy until trucks, you know, they came along later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that took a lot of our business away from us. We didn't have near as much.
What about the, do you know anything about this piggyback business now?
Well, that's what I was telling about, those that containerized freight.
Oh, that
freight.
Containerized.
That's what,
okay.
That's piggyback, isn't it? I think it is. I think that's what they call piggyback. They were just getting that in when I had just been on the shelf while when I retired.
I wondered on those freight bills if you had to have an itemized amount or if you just transported the container.
It's an itemized amount. That's what made them right hard to make. For instance, like Woolworths, they'd have so many of this article and so many of this article, and everyone was a different weight and everyone was a different rate.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then you had to put the amount opposite each and then the total down the bottom. But that comes with the freight, you know, that comes with it. I've forgotten the name of it.
A way bill?
A way bill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Way bill that comes with the freight. And that's where they get this information from. And then our rate clerk would check it, I think, to see if it was correct.
That's interesting. When these companies would order a car to put freight in, did you just take the company's word that there was so much freight in that car, or did you have any way of checking?
Well, I really don't know.
Oh, you don't
because
know?
Because I'm not the car, I wasn't the car
you
clerk, and
car.
I never worked that position, so I really don't know.
Okay. Just be quiet. This tape was made by Lily Nimenheiser. Ms. Walden worked at the Greenville, South Carolina office during her lifetime of service for the Southern Railway.